This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. I'm urging you to save America and the world from another catastrophic war for Israel and the Mideast. Before America goes to war against Iran, subjects thousands of Iranians and Americans to death or harm, spends billions of American dollars, skyrockets oil to over $300 a barrel and over $10 a gallon, and plunges America and the world into depression and rampant terrorism, here are a few good questions. Today, war is being justified by saying that Iran is trying to pursue nuclear weapons. But which country in the Middle East actually possesses nuclear weapons? Answer: Israel. Which country in the Middle East refuses to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty? Answer: Israel. Which country in the Middle East refuses to allow international inspections of its nuclear facilities? Answer: Israel. Which countries in the Middle East have called for the region to be a nuclear-free zone? Answer: the Arab countries and Iran. Which country in the Middle East occupies land belonging to other people? Answer: Israel, which occupies a piece of Lebanon, a larger piece of Syria, East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza, as well as a great deal of territory in Israel proper that was stolen from the Palestinian people. Which country in the Middle East has for 60 years refused to allow refugees to return to their homes and refused to consider compensation to them for their lost property? Answer: Israel. Which country has roads on which citizens who are Arab may not drive and housing developments where Arabs may not live? Answer: Israel. Which country in the region has violated more United Nations resolutions than any other country? Answer: Israel. The United States has on more than one occasion gone to war ostensibly to enforce UN Security Council resolutions. That was specifically the motivation or the justification for war when America went against Iraq. But when it comes to resolutions directed against Israel, the U.S. is like the immoral monkey that sees, hears, and says nothing. Which country in the region has had leaders who were clearly terrorists? Answer: Israel. Former Minister Yitzhak Shamir once led the Stern Gang and ordered, among other things, the assassination of Count Folke Bernadotte, a Swedish diplomat working for the United Nations. Former Prime Minister Menachem Begin led the Irgun, a terrorist gang that, among other things, blew up one wing of the King David Hotel, killing nearly 100 people. Which country in the Middle East openly employs assassination against its political enemies? Answer: Israel. There have been assassinations carried out by some of the Arab governments, but they usually don't own up to them. Israel has created a euphemism that the suck-up American press has readily adopted, quote, targeted killings. A British journalist once told me, Palestinians have a talent for picking bad leaders, and the Israelis have a talent for murdering their good ones, unquote. What are the five top countries from which we import oil? Answer: here they are in order of volume: Canada, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, and Venezuela. So the next time you hear some blowhard politician ranting about how the Arabs control our oil imports, remind him or her of the facts. By far, a majority of oil imports come from non-Arab countries. And we didn't have to go to war against Saddam Hussein to get one single drop of oil. In fact, he was willing to sell us oil at discount prices. He became our enemy purely and only because he was an enemy of Israel. And Israeli partisans, extremists, control American policy. Which country in the region receives an annual gift of $5 billion or more from the American Congress and government? Answer, Israel. Which foreign aid recipient is the only one allowed to receive its aid in a lump sum and which routinely invests part of it in U.S. Treasury so that taxpayers pay them interest on that same taxpayer's gift? Neat arrangement, isn't it? Answer, Israel. Which country in the Middle East has the most powerful lobby in the United States? Answer, Israel. In fact, by any measure, it's the most powerful lobby in the entire government of the United States, a lobby controlled and in the interest of a foreign country. American independence, anyone? Which country in the Middle East are most American politicians, journalists, and academics afraid to criticize? Answer, Israel. On behalf of which country has the U.S. vetoed the largest number of U.N. Security Council resolutions? Answer, Israel. What is the only Mideast government that actually committed terrorism against the United States of America? Answer, Israel. In 1967, Israeli airplanes and torpedo boats attacked the USS Liberty, killing 34 and terribly wounding 173 Americans. The U.S. Secretary of State at the time of the attack, Dean Rusk, and the U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore, both have ardently maintained that Israel knowingly made this terrorist attack against us in an attempt to blame it on the Egyptians and induce us into war. In the Levant affair, Israeli agents committed acts of terrorist bombing against American installations in Egypt in an attempt to falsely blame the Egyptians and embroil America into another costly and deadly war. After the Mossad agents were caught and exposed, with, in fact, the bombs on one of the agents that was caught, Israel had to admit its terroristic acts against the United States. And last year, the Israeli government honored the Israeli terrorists, called them heroes, and gave them medals for their acts of terrorism against America. These two events are absolutely documented and proven. The question must be, why do so few Americans even know about Israel's terrorism against America? What power in the media has kept the American people from becoming aware of this Israeli terrorism? And why, instead of responding to such terror with a military response, as every American leader says is the proper response to terrorism, instead we have only sent that same terrorist state who attacked us more billions of American tax dollars? What kind of enormous power in media and politics could accomplish these acts of blatant betrayal of America? What country do the people of the world consider the world's biggest hypocrite? Answer, the United States. But, my friends, it is not the people of the United States who are the hypocrites, but the Zionist-controlled media and politicians. The American people are simply misinformed and deceived by a Jewish extremist-dominated media and Jewish-controlled political establishment, the same establishment that has blocked out awareness that Israel has committed terror against the United States. Every truly patriotic American needs to work hard to prevent this insane planned war against Iran and the terrible catastrophe it would be for America and for the world. Don't let the Jewish extremists lead us into another catastrophic war for Israel as they have in the Iraq war. Stand up for America, for peace, and for decency. This has been David Duke on behalf of all truly patriotic Americans.